Hey everyone! Welcome back to another episode of Following Para Lumen, quote unquote, not your ordinary podcast, where we talk about all things under the sun. I'm your host, Danica Dehuko, competitive coffee drinker, passport stamp collector, and now your new favorite podcast host. Sit back, relax, and let's get the show on the road. Hey everyone, it's Danny, and welcome back to the Following Para Lumen podcast series. Today, I'm currently in Agadir, Morocco, with my new friend and co-volunteer, Sania Palacios. So we're spending the weekend here, and today I did something that I have never done before, hitchhiking. And as I've mentioned, my co-volunteer is also our guest for this weekend, and we are going to talk about hitchhiking in Morocco and hitchhiking in general. So please welcome Sania. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. And you?
Good. So usually I ask my guests how we meet or like how we met. But since this is my first face-to-face interview, so this is the first face-to-face interview on my podcast because I usually just call them on my phone. Via internet, so it's super exciting. So we met at Terradont.
Yep.
And we were volunteering together for the same family in Workaway, and I guess that's it.
Yeah, and we're just in the same room, and that's it.
Yeah, and one of our roommates just left us today.
Yes.
Oh. Laura, we miss you. Yep. So basically, I was just going to ask you a couple of questions.
Okay.
And no pressure.
I'll try.
Okay. So, first one. When did you first learn about hitchhiking?
Oh, my parents told me about hitchhiking when I was about 10.
That's very young.
That's what?
Very young.
Yep, it is. And I missed my bus, and I really wanted to go to school, so I started to hitchhike. Then my mom completely destroyed me, but it was fun, really fun.
Why? Did she tell you not to do it?
Oh, she was just afraid that something happened to me.
Yeah, I think that's every, like, mother's instinct. Well, I think for me, I learned about hitchhiking as a teenager. I mean, nobody in the Philippines did it because it's very dangerous and people are snobby. They wouldn't let you get into their cars, which is weird. But anyway, I learned about hitchhiking in movies that I watched, like Hollywood movies and all that stuff. And I found it really fascinating to just ask for a ride and somebody's going to pick you up, but it's kind of scary too.
Yes, it is. Sometimes it is.
Okay, so were there any doubts that crept into your mind when you first tried hitchhiking?
Not really, because I was really confident. Uh-huh. And my stepfather learned me how to defend myself, and I always carry around a knife with me, so I was confident.
Okay.
And I trust people.
That's good. I think... Okay, so we hitchhiked today. Well, from Terradont to
Agadir.
And how long was it? I fell asleep on the ride.
More than an hour.
Yeah, more than an hour. And like on the first 20, 30 minutes.
She fell asleep, yes.
I was sleeping. Well, to be fair, whenever I sit in the car, it's like a 20-minute ride.
Really?
I fall asleep. Oh. That's why our host, Nidal, calls me the sleepy girl.
She only calls you like that.
Yeah, he's like, hello, Danny, sleepy girl.
Oh.
It's so funny. That's actually her voice as well. So, she talks like that, don't she? Like, hello.
Danny?
Yeah.
How do you find Danny?
Yeah, like, girls? Okay, I hope she doesn't hear this.
It's lunchtime.
Oh my gosh. But anyway, today we hitched high for the very first time with me, Sonia, and Laura. And we waited at the gas station in Tagadont. And how long did we have to wait?
20 minutes.
Okay. So we waited for 20 minutes and we eventually got picked up by
two nice guys.
Yeah, they were Moroccans and
from Tarudan.
Yeah.
And they were so nice. I mean, they even stopped the car.
Yeah, to buy
after 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And they bought us yogurts and and little cakes, chocolate cakes.
It was so nice, although we didn't eat it. Because I'm lactose intolerant.
And me, I gave my cakes to my cake. Sorry.
Yeah. To the beggar, which is good. Nice. And Laura, she was going to Essaouira, and she needed another ride. So what did they do? They dropped her off
to a good spot.
Yeah, which is really nice. And for us, they dropped us really, really near to our hotel.
Like 2 minutes from our hotel.
Yeah, so, it was so nice. Yeah. We love Moroccans now.
Yeah. Some Moroccans are really weird. But some others are just so nice and so... Yeah. I don't know.
I know. So, okay, so tonight we're actually going through couch surfing. And we were just looking for people to hang out with because Couchsurfing is actually a great app for people who wants to like couch surf or for people who just wants to hang out with locals and travelers. So there's this one Moroccan guy who told me, "You're so beautiful." And I told him, "Okay, I'm engaged, but I'm not." Just so like to be safe. But he was like, "I can give you some fun."
and then he tried to call you.
He tried to video call me. It was so weird. I mean, not all guys are like that.
No.
I don't know. I don't know if they think that's a nice thing to do.
Yes, and the thing that is really funny is that some guys are really shy. Like, they don't even talk to you. And some guys are like... whistling in the street.
Or, I know. Or video calling. Oh my gosh! Like one time, we actually broke our curfew to do the. Well, we met some musicians in Tagadont, and we watched them play. And as we were walking home, some guys were doing like, psst,
"Oh yes, psst. What is this?"
Psst.
Yeah. How can a girl fall in love with you when you're doing this? Like, psst.
It was so pathetic.
Oh.
And scary. It's a good thing I brought my taser. Okay, so, I actually have a taser that I bought off from Amazon for $20. It doesn't look like a taser because it doubles as a flashlight. So, I have it everywhere. And even when I'm hitchhiking. So, no funny business. Okay, where were you headed and how long was the journey when you first started hitchhiking?
Oh, so the first time it was really short, like about 10 or 15 minutes.
Okay.
It was just to go to school.
Oh, okay. Well, how long was the longest and where were you headed?
Oh, I did hitchhiking from Lyon to Marseille, which are two different cities in France.
I've heard about it.
And it took me, I don't even remember.
How far is it? Really far?
4 hours, maybe more.
In one ride? You didn't
need to... No, I did four different rides.
And okay, in one day?
Yep.
Okay. That sounds interesting. I mean, okay, so next week I'm actually leaving Tagadont and going up to Tangier, which is like really, really far north of Morocco, and it's 2 hour ferry and you're actually in Spain. So, and Tagadont is actually in the far south. So I don't know how long I'm gonna be hitchhiking. But I'm actually stopping by a few cities like Tamrat, Marrakesh, Casablanca, Rabat. I want to do Chef Shaouen.
You have to do Chef Shaouen. It's not that you want. You have to.
Yeah, it's the blue city. And like everybody who goes to Morocco just does it.
Oh, this city is called La Perle Bleue du Maroc.
Yeah, the blue city of Morocco?
The blue pearl.
Ah, the blue pearl. Okay, so I'm learning, improving my French. But, yeah. And they said they have the best hash.
What is hash?
Hash is like weed.
What?
Weed.
Oh! I'm sorry.
Yeah, they said they have the best hash in Chef Shaouen.
Oh.
I actually tried some in Casablanca.
Yeah, but I don't smoke at all. So.
Oh, it's true. Okay, I'm not a bad influence, right? But I couch surfed in Casablanca. Shout out to my host and good friend, Simo. But, okay. So I couch surfed there and I talked and I asked them if I can get any weed in Casablanca because they said that Morocco has the best hash, but in Chef Shaouen. And they actually gave me some.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I was... Well, I didn't actually take it because I know that we will be teaching and I don't want to be like, hi, when I'm teaching.
Oh. Yeah, but it could be great sometime with those kids.
Yeah, with Laura and with Mehdi. Oh. Yeah, and with Dominique.
Do you think Dominique?
I don't know.
I think that.
Do you even think he's married? Okay, so Dominique is our co-volunteer and he's like 80? Okay, no.
No, it's like, he's 60.
Oh, 60.
66.
Wait, he's 66?
Yes, that's what Amin told me.
Okay.
And he's so peaceful and
yeah, and yesterday,
calm.
I know, yesterday he brought us to a tea place.
Yep.
And he got us mille feuilles.
That it's a French patisserie.
Yeah, it's so good.
And he also paid a tea for us.
Yeah.
It was... Yeah,
that was really nice.
He's a nice guy, yeah.
So do you think he's actually, like, does he have a family or he's in retirement?
I know that he's not married.
Oh.
But
that's
I don't
so
know.
Sad.
Maybe not.
Maybe he's divorced.
Yes, and maybe he just...
Well, maybe he's a widower.
He's what?
A widower?
I don't know. Maybe.
Like, his spouse died, his wife died.
Oh, don't talk about this.
That's so
You're
sad, though.
You're so negative.
Okay, back to the topic, hitchhiking. What was your weirdest experience while hitchhiking?
Oh, okay, so let me think about it. So, I think that my weirdest experience was maybe 1 year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I finished school and I was hitchhiking.
Yeah.
And someone stopped and take me in his car.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him to bring me home. And I told him that to bring me home, he has to pass over a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were near the bridge,
mm-hmm.
he continued his ride.
Oh.
And I was like,
"That's so scary."
Hey, though. What are you doing? I have to go home, and like 1 kilometer after, no, maybe not that much, but more than 500 meters after.
That's so weird.
He told me something like, "Oh, sorry, I forgot that I have to bring you home," or something like that. And please, I was in his car, so
yeah,
that's so weird.
Huh.
And finally. I arrived home and I was safe.
Yeah, a good thing.
Yeah.
Were there any bad experiences while hitchhiking that you've encountered?
No, I don't think so. The worst experience is that weird experience. That's
yeah. Okay. What about any fun experiences?
Oh, any fun experiences? You know, I'm traveling. I do. I'm volunteer.
Yeah.
And in July, uh-huh. I met 2 Americans who took me in their car,
yeah.
And I was totally lost.
This is in France?
Yep.
Okay.
like 10 minutes from my home.
Okay.
And I didn't know what to do of my life. I was totally lost. And they started to talk to me and to talk about travel and traveling, sorry, and and work away.
Yeah.
And it was really inspiring for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started to think about traveling, to stop my studies and maybe take a breath.
Yeah.
And it was quite funny because I didn't know them at all, and they asked me to take a coffee after my work. And they were so nice and so full of joy, and I really love them. I'm still in contact with them.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Nice. Where in America are they from?
Oh, in Florida.
Florida.
Yeah.
Hmm. That's nice. Always nice to be in contact with people you meet on the road. Although, we didn't actually give our numbers to, excuse me, to the guys that we met today.
Yes, but
I wouldn't.
No.
Yeah. If they're like a cute family, maybe. Or if they're like girls, yeah. But they're like guys.
Like, you got two guys, 30 years old.
Yeah.
That may be interested or,
yeah.
I don't know.
Because sometimes you just gotta see through the weird intentions. Yeah. Actually, I turned off my Wi-Fi on my phone because the Moroccan guy keeps on calling me. So hopefully he gets the message that I'm not interested.
Yep.
Yeah.
I hope so.
You know. I mean, I literally just told him I'm engaged. Okay, so clarification, I'm not. I just wear a ring that my mother gave me on my ring finger because, like, a lot of men are pushy. But I told him I'm engaged and he was like, but I can give you fun.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Anyway. So are you gonna do it again? I mean, hitchhiking?
Of course, yes. Of course. That's my mean of transport this time, so yes. I need it.
Actually, we're doing it tomorrow.
Yep.
To go back to Taradont.
To work. Back to work.
Back to work.
Oh. Actually, it's only you who have to work.
Yeah.
I can stay here.
I have two classes. But didn't Amin tell you have to be home?
Yeah, but I don't care.
Same. Actually, I have two classes tomorrow. A0 is like really, really beginner English, which is so annoying to teach.
And hard.
And I'm really struggling because all they know are Arabic and English. No, I mean Arabic and French. And some of them are older than me, so I can't just teach them like baby words
or by playing games.
Exactly, because some of them look very uninterested. So it's really a struggle. But my A2 class is like advanced English, which is so fun. And I have two brothers in my class that are children, and they're always like participating. Like, which is so nice.
Oh, in my A2 class, I have children of 15 years old and adults of 47 years old.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And that's
so we're teaching people older than us.
Yes. And that's a little bit weird because I cannot talk to them the same way or teach them the same things, even though I have to do it, because I really would like to make them play games or participate and come to write on the board. But I cannot ask a 50 years old man, please come to the board and write this.
It's true.
How to say horse in French.
It's actually such a struggle. And our hosts are not really organized at all.
I don't know.
I'm not sure if that's a Moroccan thing or...
Not bit of them, I think.
Yeah. Because I actually... One of our volunteer... The last volunteers, Marianne, said that in Casablanca it was much, much worse. So I'm not sure if...
I don't know.
It's just them. Because, like, if you're running a school and, like, having people to order, you must be really organized. Because, like, one time, I went to school for a class and nobody showed up, which was so annoying because I could just be at home, like, working on my actual work that pays. But they don't really tell you if you have class or not.
Yes, and one time we were sleeping.
Yeah.
And Danny and I, how do you say this?
What?
Failed to sleep really late.
Really late because I'm working on my blog and the only time the internet works properly is at 4 a.m.
And it's like the same for me because I wanted to talk to my family and friends, so I had to do this at night. And I was also watching a film, but I don't care.
Whatever. But, yeah.
Anyway, and at 7
in the morning.
Yes.
They literally barged into our room saying,
just, hey, Sania, wake up, you have to come with me to the festival, I need you.
Yeah.
And she was not even asking Danny or Laura.
Yeah.
That was weird.
It was weird, yeah, but I don't know, they're just not really organized, which was really annoying, so I'm really happy that I'm leaving this.
Yeah. She leaves me alone.
Yeah, I'm leaving Taradont in a week, and then I'm going to Tamrat? Yeah, probably.
I don't know. So in French.
Yeah. Okay, so this is the last question. Are there any restrictions as to how far you're willing to go for hitchhiking?
I think that it depends on people, because for me, the only limit that I have is my instinct.
Okay.
And my intuition.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah.
For me, I don't know. Well, I haven't really experienced much hitchhiking before, so I can't really say. But maybe if they look like a murderer, probably won't get into the car with them. Or if they're like 4 men in the car and I'm hitchhiking alone, I probably will not get in the car.
But some, at the beginning, I tried to have some rules.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to hitchhike, not to hitchhike, to in the car if it's a man, but it's 9 or 10 p.m., you're alone in the street, and you really need to go home, and that a really nice man is, like, stopping his car in front of you and asking you, oh, do you want me to bring you home? You're a girl, you're alone here in the night, and you cannot say no, because you don't know if there will be another car.
Yeah, exactly.
So then I totally changed my rules.
Yeah. That's why we bring our tasers. I'm not sure if I have it. Well, we're going out tonight.
I hope you have it.
So, shit, actually, do I? Yeah, I have it. Do you guys want to hear it? So, it sounds like this. So, I actually used it in Thailand for reasons unknown, but it was really funny, and he deserved it. But, you can get it from Amazon for $20, and it doubles as a flashlight, so it's not scary at all. Men won't see what's coming when it hits them. So... yeah, I have this in my
bag. So yes, you will have the link in description below. No, I'm kidding.
Actually, speaking of links, do you have any social media platform where we can follow you?
Oh yes, on my Instagram or Facebook.
Yeah.
It's Sania.
Underscore
PLCS.
Yes. Everything will be listed on the description box, and you can find me on social media at dmtenhutko, and on my blog www.danikatenhutko.com. Again, all the descriptions will all the links will be in the description box. I forgot how to speak English because, like, now my vocabulary is mixed in French, even though I don't speak French, which is weird. Anyway, so that's it. Thank you so much for doing the interview with me, and Let's get ready to party.
Yes. Bye.
Bye, guys.